You're listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby. And we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric Easy Zuli.
What's going on, guys? The Hollywood It Guy. You are listening to my show, Easy Talk, on Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV, powered by Blog Talk Radio. This is a fun show. I hope you guys are ready. This has been a fun week. Hope everybody's had a good time. Oh, man, I missed you guys, as usual. So every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we talk about challenges, trials, tribulations, and success stories, and I give little tips and tricks and tidbits of Easy Way Magic Success, and I encourage all you guys to follow and join the movement. And you can go to Hollywood, the Easy, letter E, letter Z. And remember, anything to do with my movement is always letter E, letter Z. I cannot begin to tell you how many people now have been finding out that thousands and thousands of people going to E-A-S-Y, and I'm like, argh! So it's easy, letter E, letter Z, if you want to follow the Easy Way Hollywood It Guy Magic Movement. I just did a website, guys, a new website. If you want to check it out, it's ericazuli.net, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y.net, which really shows you a lot of what we do as far as the promotions and branding and management and taking brands to a whole other level. And speaking of that, I want to congratulate us. Woo! We actually have a client that got signed to a major deal. Can't say too much about it, but our social media and blogging efforts has really made that happen. So we're happy about that. And we got a sponsor. We're happy about that. We're going to be playing his, in fact, we're going to rock his commercial right there. We actually got a sponsor called Havana Watches. So check him out. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
HavanaWatches.com. Yeah, guys, make sure you check it out. And I actually have a couple watches being sent to me, so I can't wait to check out the material and product, and I'll let you know what I think. And so let me tell you a little bit about what's going on with the Easy Way movement. It's pretty cool. We actually just did a deal with GCS Entertainment. If you guys go to thewtv.com, thewtv.com, you'll be able to see on the business section on our blog. We just blogged it out. We are stoked, man. We just did a deal with GCS Entertainment, and they have a deal with Verizon Television, and we're just all kind of combining the deals and making it happen, and it's pretty cool. So anyway, WTV now is looking for you guys. If you have a show, if you have a project that you want to get on television, we now can make that happen for you. So thewtv.com if you want more information on that, and there's Charter, that's Long Beach, Public Access Television, and the Verizon Fios, the Verizon Television Network. I believe it's Channel 42. So stay tuned for some shows we're going to be producing, some things we're going to be doing. We have a show, in a situation that we're looking for all that talent. That's all I got to say. We're looking for all the talent out there, all around genres, on January 4th. Get ready, guys! Oh, yeah, January 4th! It's coming up, guys! January 4th, we're going to be looking for the talents. We're doing a showcase, The Easy Way. all of that talent's going to be able to have that Easy Way magic around them on stage at the Confidential in Beverly Hills, baby. I can't wait. Beverly Hills is one of the spots. And shout out to my girl that owns Beverly Hills Times Magazine. I'm pretty sure they'll be involved with us. And shout out to Bob Hernandez with Convict Music and Akon. They want to get involved. And shout out to Verizon for supporting. And Ernie Singleton, which is the veteran in the music industry, as you guys know. And we want to thank him and welcome him to our board of advisors. He just jumped on board last week. And we're making some magic happen for you guys, so make sure you keep tuning in and follow my page on Facebook, Eric Zuley Fans, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Hollywood the Easy Way on the group. And, of course, Easy Way Broadcasting if you want to know more about the shows. And we got a lot of cool shows. And, man, my man Mo, Mr. Mo Eggers, making it pop, too. He's making things pop like champagne bottles right now. He's got all his music videos popping. He's got some things coming up. We're going to be doing some things with him as far as TV shows and things are concerned. And keep tuning in. 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mo Eggers. Sports and music with Mo Eggers. If you're a sports buff, if you're a music buff, if you like either one of them, even if you don't, I bet you like the show. Because he has all the NBA stars and NFL stars, and the show keeps getting better and better. And you can check out moeager.com and get more information on that. Jackie's Vida Loca, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. She's a funny, just funny Latino lady. And she just, comedy. Just comedy comes spouting out of her ears when she talks. It's you know, you'll love it. It's funny. And then Shane Sparks, Planet Dance, we apologize from last week. I believe he's going to be on this week. He should be on tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Planet Dance. But, you know, he's really making some headway right now. He's really making some serious moves. So we'll keep you guys updated. And it's going to be a lot of fun, guys. A lot of fun. Trust me. A lot of fun. So we're going to go ahead and pop on one of our other sponsors. And blessed to be on the board of this situation. But we're going to go ahead and pop on the EOTM Awards, because that's coming up August 4th, baby. Don't miss it. August 4th. And keep, follow EOTM Awards on Twitter. Follow Facebook. And if you want to be nominated, if you want to get involved, hit us up. EasyWayBroadcasting@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
Celebrate entrepreneurs' biggest night live from West Hollywood, California. The 2013 EOTM Awards, Sunday, August 4th at the beautiful Pacific Design Center. Red carpet and celebrity-studded award show highlighting all things entrepreneurship. Nominees and presenters scheduled to attend: Bruce Valanche, Vara Abraham, Tammy Roman, Jake Short, Carlin Jeffrey, Adam Barta, Matt Martin, Eric Zuley, Latoya Luckett, Jasmine Brand, Christian Keys, Mary Marrow, Vincent Ward, Josh Feldman, CeCe Perkinson, Cynthia Manley, Fawn, Chili Moe, Mimi Foss, Dawn Lee Heising, Jared Masters, Macy Bookhouse, Barbara Niven, and many more to be confirmed. Performances by Billy Lord, Adam Barta, Chioki DiMachi, Leon, Ron Anthony with Don Cannon, and more. Win tickets by tweeting hashtag EOTM Awards, hashtag Think
Yes, hashtag Think Entrepreneurs. Easy Way Broadcast. That's what you listen to on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to go ahead and pop on my girl Eva's Universe while I'm talking. See, that's her there in the background. And so check this out, guys. We got the Easy Way magic happening. We got our great guest. I've been telling you all the last day, yesterday. Sorry, so, you know, and I apologize, guys. We've been so busy. We haven't even had a chance to like post the show. But I made it simpler for you guys. If you go to the Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, theeasyshow.com. Click on the podcast radio. You'll get all the new guests that are coming up each week. And this week we have my girl, really good friend of mine, sweetheart. Oh, I'm so glad I met her at the American Society of Young Musicians event, MMPA. Shout out to our man Jarvie. I met her at this event. She was so sweet. She was walking the red carpet looking all glistering, and the lights were shining on her, and everybody's like, oh, Melina, oh my god, I recognize you from Young and the Restless. Oh, so many fans, and we just really clicked. It was really cool. So she's actually our guest. She's coming up here real soon, and while we're waiting for her, we're going to go ahead and pop on a quick commercial from WTV, and we're so stoked we got our Verizon deal. Oh, my gosh, Verizon, you're going to be seeing all our shows on Verizon, Verizon Fios, and shout-outs to GCS Entertainment for making that happen. Gotta love joint ventures, don't you? All right, we'll be right back.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuley and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
All right, guys, we're back on Easy Way Broadcasting. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, doing it the easy way, and they call me the Hollywood It Guy. And if you want to know more information, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. We have a cool blog post on there, so if you've been watching my blog, if you know what's going on, we have a good friend of mine. She is named Melina Gay. Make sure you follow her, MILENA GAY. On Twitter. She's awesome. And she has been on Young and the Restless. She's been doing it easy way style. We're good friends. We've been hanging out. We just hung out this Step for Education, helping inner city kids. We hung out there. She actually came and supported me at the showcase I just hosted at. And now she's supporting us on Easy Way Broadcasting on my show, Easy Talk. And she's about to spill the beans. Miss Melina Gay, are you there? Hello.
I am here, Eric. Hey, my friend, how are you?
Hey, girl, I'm good. I'm just, getting pumped up for my show, and I'm like, you know, you ever take a rubber band to your, like, wrist and just, like, snap it just so you can get so excited because your show and your fans are, like, about to listen to you? Oh, we're so happy to have you on. Hi. So you are doing what today? Tell me your average day. You just woke up today, and was the first thing that popped in your head being on my show?
It was actually the second thing. The first thing was getting to my audition earlier because they had the unmitigated gall to schedule an audition at 1:45. I mean, who is this? Don't they know that I'm on Easy Show at 2 o'clock? I certainly cannot be bothered with an audition at 1:45.
Oh, well, man, I got to tell me who they are so I can go down to their office and knock on their door. What are they thinking?
You need to do that. You know, you need to take that rubber band and flick them on the wrist.
Exactly. So what was the third thought that popped in your head today?
Well, the third thought was, unfortunately, I saw one of my best friends of 23 years I haven't seen in a few months. So I moved to the Valley, and yesterday I had some things I had to take care of, and I stopped by, and I was so excited to see my dear friend, his new friend. We just got to talking and having a great time, and I was looking for something in my purse, and unfortunately, I dumped everything out of it, and out came my cell phone charger and my computer charger.
Mm.
And I live in L.A., and I didn't realize it until I got back to L.A. yesterday, and so I was just like, really? Now I have to go all the way back to the Valley on a Friday traffic to get my chargers.
That is no fun. But then your day got all better because do you think you booked your audition?
Oh, of course. Yeah, knock that out. Got there.
Don't you love it, guys? You hear that confidence? It's like no doubt in her voice whatsoever. Oh, pff, come on, are you kidding me? I'm Melina Gay. I booked this like nothing. What was the audition for?
It's so funny. It's for a dog food commercial.
A dog food? What?
A dog food commercial.
Do tell. Can you remember the script?
there really wasn't much to it. And see, I can't say a whole lot about it because, I mean, that's just against the thing. You can't say that because then that'll be, you know, not jinxing it because I don't believe in that. But, you know, if it comes about, then I'll be glad to share. But it went extremely well.
Awesome. Well, here, I'm knocking on wood for you. You hear that? That's the wood. Make sure we don't jinx you in any way. But cool. It sounds like you've had a fun day. So tell my listeners you're on Easy Way Broadcast. And by the way, we thank Blog Talk Radio for saying congratulations. This show has been featured. And just so you guys know, if you don't know and you're listening now, you're about to know, being featured on Blog Talk Radio, they have over 1 million members. So being featured means that it goes on like the homepage of Blog Talk Radio, and a lot of people see it. Definitely. And we also want to thank Blog Talk for putting us on the featured actual section. You know what? This is, like, so cool. Check this out. I just recently found out that, like, when you go to the featured section to, like, submit your shows, which is, like, millions of people that actually are on Blog Talk, everybody does that. We are, like, the main banner. We're, like, Easy Way Broadcasting. It's, like, just in your face. It's so cool. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Thank you. Thank you so much. But I give everything to God. Everything that happens is he's just, like, raining things upon us right now. And we're all a team, and we're making it happen. But, yeah, so I'm just letting you know that a lot of people are going to be definitely hearing you and seeing you. And you saw our post on the Hollywood It Guy, and, you know, that went viral. About, like, 6 or 7 blogs picked it up.
Wow. That's phenomenal. You know what, Eric? I have to commend you for what you do with social media. I mean, you have really taken it to really maximize the opportunities that it provides. I mean, you are just literally the social media, the Hollywood It Guy, the social media guru. I mean, you've actually given me some inspiration to be more proactive. I mean, I was one of those people, like, why don't people go outside? I don't understand who keeps inventing Tumblr and Twitter, and I was just about to say Twister. That's terrible. But Tumblr and Twitter and Facebook and all of these things, what happened to going outside and getting fresh air? What happened to actually communicating with people face-to-face? But then after we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, I really, really understood it that much more. I mean, I had some guests on my show. They explained it to me. And I was a little more proactive. But you really, when you made me understand that it's the connection, people really do care. They really want to know what is going on. They really want to know what I eat for breakfast. They really want to know how my audition went. They really want to know what I'm wearing on the red carpet. It's really exactly. So, you know, it's kind of like being a public figure is a public service. Actually, you're just like a public servant. So there's really not a whole lot of privacy. There's a little, but not a whole lot, and that's just part of the deal that you make when you decide that this is the field that I want to embark on professionally. So,
you're right, and you know, go ahead. Keep praising me. I like hearing it.
No, I'm just saying thank you for enlightening me, and I have to thank God for bringing us together on that wonderful evening back on February 23rd. Robbie Hutchinson.
Definitely, and I'm so happy we met. You are such a sweetheart, and you're so real. And we know some mutual people. We know Mr. Quentin Aaron, and we were talking about some stuff. And, yeah, shout-outs to my man Quentin, and you suck for not inviting me to your last bowling celebrity thing. And, you know, Melina's, like, telling me this story about, oh, yeah, it was so great, and all these celebrities were there, and it was so much fun, and I had so much fun. I'm like, Quentin's my really good friend, and I didn't know about this, but okay, that's not.
In defense of Quentin, it wasn't his event. It was an event that was hosted by actually David Marriage Enterprises. Big shout to David Marriage, and he was very instrumental in organizing the event. It was to raise money and raise awareness for the Foothill AIDS Foundation. So that was This was just one of the participants. Now, I will give you some insight because Quentin was on my show a few weeks ago, on my birthday episode, actually, and he did share that he's going to be hosting a celebrity bowling tournament in August for his foundation, the Anti-Bullying Foundation, and it's going to be around his birthday, which is August 15th. So I can tell you heard it here first.
We did say you're going to be spilling the beans, so there's one bean, but we're going to pick that back up and put it in the bowl. And that sounds like a lot of fun. And what's your best bowling score? Are you a good bowler?
You know what? 2 years ago, last year I actually won the second place trophy? I believe I won second place trophy. So,
okay, you're
on
my team.
All right, sounds good. You know, this is the thing. If I can just sit and bowl and focus on bowling, I can do well. I can break 100. The challenge to that is everybody wants to talk and take pictures and sign autographs and smile and tell jokes and have stories. And then I get so involved in that and having a good time that I'm like, oh, yeah, bowling. And then I'll do gutter ball after gutter ball because I'm not focusing on the bowling. Because for me, the bowling is there, but it's really about the impact and the connections that are being made with the fans and with the people that I'm bowling with and the memories that are made. I mean, the memories of the bowling ball I could really do without, but the memories of and the stories but with the people that I interact with, that's the most important. So
exactly, yeah. And speaking of fans, let's go into the fan stories, the Molina fan stories. What's some of your most challenging and also most unique and surprising fan stories? Talk to us.
Well, you know, my fans are different. Some of them,
really?
I have a lot of male fans, and sometimes they say things that can be quite challenging to my spirit, especially when they choose to express them via the live chat on my talk show, Manners and More with Molina, which happens to be about etiquette. So, you know, if I'm in the middle of talking about...
Now you got me curious. You're saying they can say, sir, what are you talking about? What are they saying?
Well, one of my fans said, I'm mesmerized by Molina's lipstick.
Okay.
Really? You're mesmerized by the lipstick? Can you pay attention to the topic? You know?
Oh, okay, I got you. Okay, so they're looking at those luxurious lips, and they're not listening to the luxurious lips.
Right. They don't listen. They're more, and that's just one. That's just one. They've said some really, really off things to the extent that I've had to, that on the, on.
Molina, we need you to go to a better signal. Stand on your head. Where are you? Where'd you go? You know, guys, she's actually doing us a favor by calling in on her cell phone. So if we do lose her, we'll bring her back. Molina, you there? Yep, we lost her. I knew that was going to happen. While we're waiting, we got a caller. Caller 626-8322. You do it the easy way on Easy Talk and Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. How are you?
Hi, Eric. It's
Brother E in the house. The Hollywood It God. Eric Dooley.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Is this the people that spread the word of Love All Humans? Mr. Tracy and Sean?
That's right. We're calling into the awesome show because you're the guy, man. You're the Hollywood It guy, and we had to call in, make some time. We're up north, you know, enjoying some of the festivals and that are going on, art festivals, wine, country. It's just awesome, man. We had to take a break. Because we work 24/7, you know, and you got to take a break if you work that hard.
You're right, and we all work 24/7. So talk to us about Love All Humans, loveallhumans.com. Tell my audience a little bit real quick who you guys are, and plug yourself real quick.
Go ahead, Tracy.
Well, Love All Humans started with a song written by Sean D. Williams, and we quickly moved into a movement with anti-bullying, human tolerance, and anti-violence. And that's what we do. We spread the word globally as much as possible.
All right. And you guys, we're going to bring in our guests. You just jump back in. But you guys can stay on and you can meet my guest, Molina Gay. We're going to bring her on. Molina, you're back. I need you to stand on your head and go in a good place where you don't drop again.
I will do that. And I have to apologize on behalf of Sprint because it is the absolute
worst experience in my life. You just said it. Ouch. Just poor Sprint's like going to be coming after us now. But you know what? You shouldn't have like crappy signal. I'm sorry, Sprint. But we're actually talking to two guests, two friends of mine actually, a company called Love All Humans, because when you dropped, I needed to fill the space. So now I want to introduce you to Love All Humans. You got Sean and Tracy, and you actually met them at the STEP event. They were the ones doing the production and running around making the magic happen. You guys met Molina, one of the stars of Young and the Restless. Remember, she was there. You guys all coincided, and now we're on the show coinciding. So cool.
Yes, we are. Good to talk to you guys again. Hey,
happy Friday. Happy Friday to you.
Yeah, happy Friday. We're excited, you know, to see, Tracy and I get excited when we go to events, especially the one that we're, you know, have to be involved with kids and the nourishment of kids for the mental state so they can actually be not only educated, but prepared for the future, to run our future, to be a part of the sustainable, civilized society. And to see a celebrity and people among you, just like you,
that are convinced in who you are instead of conceited. It's great because you give back to the community, you give back to the kids, and that's what Tracy and I love to see. Because a lot of celebrities out there, it's all about Hollywood, and they push everybody else aside.
Did you just call me a celebrity, or did you call her a celebrity? Who were you talking to there? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I was talking to Melina, and you, Easy. I mean,
yeah, sure, whatever. Try to save it now. Go ahead and talk to Melina. I'm just gonna go file my nails somewhere. No, I'm kidding. No, you're right. You're right. And Melina is awesome because I know that she particularly had something very important to actually go to, guys, and she showed up. And by the way, I wanna add this in and make sure people understand. Step for Education Nativity is a school like smack dab in the middle of the South Central area. So it's not the best neighborhood, and I'm really like kind of pointing it out that, like, you know, myself and Sean and Tracy and Love All Humans and Melina Gay and my man Walter Jones and Nautica De La Cruz and the president of distribution for Sony Pictures and the vice president of Wells Fargo and the vice president of Disney and da-da-da-da. It goes on and on and on how many people put themselves at risk for these kids, for this youth, to help improve the education system and what STEP does. So stepwithus.org, I hope you guys go check it out. That's so cool of all you guys that are on the show right now that you came in and you supported that. And I just want to point that out, that's kind of, you know, what happened. And now I'm shutting up now, so go ahead. I talk too much, I know.
Well, thank you, Eric. And, you know, doing things like that, you know, I'm a very active participant in the community. I've been down to Skid Row 3 times last year with the organization that I was executive director of. It was a beauty pageant, the California Ethnic World Beauty Pageant. And the thing is, it doesn't take a lot to make a difference. So, you know, I organize trips to go down and speak to the people on Skid Row, to speak to people in Pasadena, to whether it's feeding the homeless or whatever it is, you know, one little thing makes such a difference. And I can remember last year, and it really spoke to me, and I shared this with you, Eric, before, that last year I was working in conjunction with the Los Angeles Sentinel and Mothers in Action doing their annual homeless feed. And I had a plate of food, and I was about to give it to the gentleman there, and I went over to give it to him, and he said, thank you. And I thought he was going to thank me for the food, but he said, thank you for smiling. And that just really touched me so much. I'm like, you know what? You know, smiling isn't hard. It doesn't take that much to do. But then I realized, you know, probably on Skid Row, a lot of people probably don't smile, and it makes a difference. And my point, my thing is, you know, if something as small as smiling, or if my presence somewhere can bring someone happiness and joy, and it's my pleasure and honor to do it. So it's my duty to do it because I am extremely blessed to be able to do what I love and to be compensated for it and to be able to live. I'm extremely blessed to be able to live my dream. And it's my obligation to give that. To me, that's what it's all about.
You mentioned, Melina, you mentioned to be compensated for it. I know there's probably a lot of actors or people that want to get in the acting industry, or they want to get into the industry, period. And that's probably one of the main questions that most fans or aspiring individuals would want to ask. How do you get paid in the industry? And are you SAG? And how does that work? How do you survive? How do you make a living doing the entertainment field? How did that work out for you?
Well, I can tell you right now, that I can tell anyone, if you are really thinking about being in the entertainment industry, think about doing anything else other than this. And the reason I say, unless you have an absolute passion for it, it is difficult because the numbers, the cold hard facts, the reality is that only 10% of actors are working. 10%, that's it. This is an industry of 90% unemployment. You really want to go into that? It's 90%. The average for auditions is 1 to every 40. So by the time you spend your time and effort on headshots and resumes, and then by the time you actually get one thing, pretty much what you've booked is just, you're not really making any money. It's just repaying you for what you've already invested. So it's very, very difficult. Yes, I am in the union. I'm a proud card-carrying union member since 2001. And it's a blessing to have done that. My start was in New York. I was in New York for 9 years, and I've been out here for 8 years. But I really, I went to school. I went to the University of Virginia, and I was in the pre-law program. I went to school to be an international corporate attorney with a concentration on the Spanish-speaking countries. Entertainment was not my fantasy. It was not my dream. It wasn't anything. I happened to enter a beauty pageant, and the first one I ever entered, and which, ironically enough, I said some very disparaging remarks about beauty queens, and, oh, they don't have brains, and, oh, they're just all superficial, and da, 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 and then I won. And so then I had to kind of change that to something else. And I won Miss Congeniality, too. And so I was encouraged to send my pictures to New York. And from there, I started getting calls to be on New York Undercover and USA Live. And so for a year, I commuted from Marlboro, Maryland to New York whenever I would get a call for something. And so I said, you know what, law school will be there. I'm going to see what this is about. Let me explore this. And I, took a lot of classes, because you can't just go into something and just say, oh, I think I'm going to just do this and expect to be compensated for it and expect somebody to even respect you for that. That's like if you need eye surgery, are you going to go to someone who says, oh, I think I want to operate on eyes today, or are you going to go to Cedar Sinai? You're going to go to the best. You know, if you're on trial, let's say, for murder. You're not going to go to somebody in law school or just walking around, oh, I think I'm going to be a lawyer. You're going to go to Johnny Cochran's firm. You're going to go to the best. Now, it's going to cost you for the best, but you will be confident. You will have confidence in knowing that the quality will be excellent. So a lot of people mistake that they think that they can just up and decide, oh, I think I want to be an actor, and expect to get compensated for it. You need to train. You need to work, because at the end of the day, Hollywood is a billion-dollar industry. Billion with a B. People all over the world are copying it, called Bollywood in India. Now I found out there's a Nollywood in Nigeria. I mean, it's a billion.
I wonder when they're going to do a Chollywood. I wonder when they're going to do a Chollywood.
Now, what is a Chollywood? Oh, Chinese Hollywood?
Chinese, yeah, China.
I think it might be in the works. But
I actually do stuff in China, and I bet you one of my people are listening, and they're gonna be like, Chollywood, ooh, and they're gonna like go buy the domain or something, and there's another idea stolen. No, I'm kidding. But so what are you doing in China?
Exactly. Hashtag Chollywood.
what are you doing? You were talking, I'm sorry, I rudely interrupted you, and I have a tendency of doing that, but it's my show, so I try to like talk as much as I can. But you were talking about China. Talk to us about you're doing something in China?
My brother and my mother went to China over, in December. Well, they travel around a lot. I enjoy traveling around. My favorite place to travel is Dubai. Absolutely love it. I was there a couple years ago. I spent 17 days there. And actually, I have the pleasure and blessing to be able to travel as well as my family, which is actually the impetus for my jewelry collection, which is MGSC, the Melina Gay Signature Collection. And the difference between my collection and other collections is that the stones come from all over the world. Specifically, most of them come from Dubai. And that's one of my favorite places. It's so fabulous. But the answer to your initial question was I got started on soap operas back in 2001. Actually, I got my SAG card through the Maury Povich show. I played a victim, I was stabbed 26 times, it was a reenactment of something, and so that particular guest starring role earned me my union card, and then from there, my major big break came from One Life to Live, where I was cast as Nora's legal assistant, ironically. That's what I went to school for. I mean, not legal assisting, it was pre-law in University of Virginia, but just ironic that my first major role was in the law profession anyway. And as I was on One Life to Live, I also made some guest appearances. I moved over to All My Children. While I was there, I made guest appearances on Guiding Light because they were all in New York. And then my agent finally said, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to pretty much been on all the soaps here? There's not much film here. There's Broadway, and you could continue modeling, or you can go to L.A. I said, I don't know. It's scary out there. It's by myself. I don't know anybody. Look, what do you want to do with your career? So it took me a couple of extra years to decide that I'm going to give it a try out here. And I got out here and landed a role as Talia on General Hospital. And now I am blessed, as of a year ago, to have the role of playing Marjorie Curtis on The Young and the Restless, for which I am now nominated. an outstanding actress in a daytime show. I'm so excited.
Wow!
Oh wow! I love the story. Yeah, I know that you just got nominated by the EOTM Awards, Entrepreneurs on the Move. Congratulations!
Yes, thank you. What a wonderful organization! It's I was doing some research on it. My managers, they research everything with a fine tooth comb. Big shout out to the ECM, Exclusive Synergic Management. They are the best management team ever on the planet. And they are very impressed. It's hard to impress them, but they're very impressed.
They just like it because it's close to their name, EOTM and ETM. Yeah, they just like it because it's close to their name, EOTM and ETM. You just put an O in there, and that's the same name. So they're like friends or something. I'm just kidding. And, you know, I wanted to go back to, and I don't know, are you guys still there? Love All Humans, Sean, Tracy, you guys still there?
Oh, we're still here.
Oh yeah, we're here.
Okay.
What I wanted to say, Miranda. How do you get over, Melinda, how do you get over the audition process when there's so many people that are trying to get a job? A lot of actors and actresses give up. They're like, I've been on my third call. I can't do it. I can't make it. What made you persevere to keep going so you could get your union card and all that?
You know what? What made me keep going was I had this attitude. I was raised where I thought I could do anything and everything. I even thought I could be the president of the United States because I was told that's what I could do. So for me personally,
wow,
the best way for anything to get accomplished is if you tell me I can't, then I'm going to make it my business to prove you wrong because I can do all things through Him who strengthens
you,
me. I have a very strong relationship with the Lord. I love the Lord, and Jesus is my Savior. And, I mean, I used to go to two churches and two Bible studies. I mean, this is L.A. This is Hollywood, and I tell everyone I need Jesus because it is rough and tough out here. It's very – you just have to know that you know that you have, that you know, and you have to be confident. And it's not conceited, but it's confident within yourself and know that you're doing the right thing and know that you're on the right path. See, my path, I thought, was through law. But I realized that God blessed me with what He blessed me with in order to be a role model, to make a difference in the world, and to be a face and a voice to things and organizations that are either too shy or too afraid or that just don't have. And so I realize now So that's what keeps me going now. Before, it was again, I go back to just then you tell me that I can't do something and I'm just going to do it, just because.
I seriously feel like I have to tell you, I seriously feel like I just heard myself talking. I'm not trying to take your credit or anything like that, but like that is the exact same thing. I always tell people, do not ever try to tell me I can't do something because I will kill myself and do everything I can. I'll be 100 years old just to prove you wrong. I'll do whatever it takes to make, you know, you are just like hitting the nail right on the head. And God is God's first, that's second. And those are the two keys. And what I also wanted to ask, Love All Humans, Mr. Sean and Tracy. We were talking about the trials and tribulations and kind of challenges, and we got it on the actor side, the audition side. I'd also like to talk and ask you guys, and because I know that Melina's on the producer side as well, and I know you guys are established producers and you're doing a lot of the production and stuff. Talk to us about some of the challenges of the production world. And with cameras and writing scripts and being, you know, being a producer.
Well, you know, in the production world as well, we're told we can't do things all the time. And this comes from, you know, the industry. It comes from outside sources. It comes from everybody. You can't do that. You can't do what you want to do. And we just do it anyway. And, you know, nobody stops us either. And with, you know, getting the proper equipment to be able to do shoots and things like that, it's meeting the proper people as well. It's all a challenge. And so, you know, what do you think, John? What is
Well, my thoughts are basically it hits right in the home where when the industry knows that in today's market, you know, everybody wants it right now, which means a lot of people aren't putting God first. What they do is they're like, well, I got my bills to pay, my money's first, and then it's all about me. And when you have people think like that, that means, you have this thing about sexual intercourse to make it, or you're going to have to show some more cleavage on the set, or you're just going to have to basically, ruin your civic virtues to please your funding and your money. So it is disappointing that, you know, we have to work around and jump around this industry when we're just trying to do one thing, and that one thing is to produce and promote anti-bullying and human rights throughout the world. But a lot of people are putting themselves first before God. They're not thinking about humans. You know, they're thinking about themselves, and when you think about yourself, you get nowhere. It's like the same thing in team. There's no I-N-T-A-A-M, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, guys, anybody that's listening, I apologize that the connection and the cell phones, it's a little bit, you can hear wind and the connection's not the best. And I apologize, but it's great information. It's really very inspiring information on both sides. And can you expel a little bit upon that, Melina? Because I know you're in the producing world too. Talk to us. You know, can you take your actor's hat off and now put your producer's hat on and talk to us a little bit about the producer world?
Absolutely. The producer world is a very interesting world. Behind the scenes is completely different from in front of the camera. And I urge any actor or anybody who wants to be an actor, I strongly suggest that you produce one thing. It can be a 15-second public service announcement, commercial, anything. But just have that experience, and it will give you a completely new respect for the profession of acting. You will understand why it's important to have professionals working on your team who respect time, professional actors who are on time, because at the end of the day, the people are not coming to see who, they're not going to pay their money to go to a movie to see who did the lighting design. They're really not interested in who the sound engineer is. However, all these people are very, very important, but at the end of the day, everybody has to work together as a cohesive unit. And, you know, a lot of people think that it's just fun and glamorous and exciting, and it is. It is that, but it is, as I go back to, it's a business. So if you're late to my set, I'm never working with you again. I mean, if you're late, really, if you're late to major networks, it costs, and this, someone shared this with me a few years ago, I was shocked, $600 a minute, every minute that goes over, $600, and that's just for a TV series. That's not...
So I was just putting some background music, but it was too loud. Go ahead. It didn't work.
Oh.
Tried to transition. Sorry.
that's not even the and that's those aren't even feature films. So I feel that it's very, very important to work with professionals who have a respect for the industry, who have a respect for the craft of what they do, and are just not in it for a paycheck. Even though if you do it the right way, you can be paid for it very, very well, but who have a desire and a passion for excellence and just getting things done the absolute right way. That's the most important aspect of having on your team.
Very well said, Melina.
Now, speaking of team, Melina, how do you utilize your team with social media? I know you were telling me a story about a little girl that had an accident or something like that, was trying to get a hold of you. And, I mean, that story was really, really interesting. I'd love for you to share that same story a little bit on my show, if you can, if it's more personal, I understand. And talk to us a little bit of how you utilize your team with social media. Like, give us some social media stories.
Well, my social media, okay. Because we all have to be aware of our shortcomings, of our challenges. I have been challenged previously with social media to the extent that, you know, I'm busy doing things. I'm busy out on the red carpet at the events. I don't have time to talk about it. I'm busy doing it and being in the moment with the people. So that's what became a challenge for me as people, more and more people were sharing that it's so important, you have to do this, have to do that. I'm like, I'm busy doing it. Then I realized that I needed some assistance with that. And so I had some assistance for it, and I still do, big shouts to Audiola. Thank you for what you do if you're listening. But I was slightly challenged because people reach out on social media because they want to have that personal connection. If they know that someone else is doing it, then it takes away that personal connection. So one time, one of my aunts had sent me a Facebook message, and they got a response back that was pretty generic. And she called me and was like, okay, what was that? And I said, oh, well, you know, that's someone that I have handling my social media. I might have to have a conversation with who is my family member and who might just be a fan. The internet that you're referring to was one of my mentees, this very sweet 19-year-old, and she had some issues, boyfriend issues, unfortunately, and this individual who she was dealing with, she really felt that she was in love with him, even though he would put his hands on her, he would hit her, he would say mean things to her, he gave her herpes, he did all sorts of things, but yet at the same time, he would text nice messages, and one time he saw her in the grocery store, and he scooped her up in his arms, and all the people were clapping and saying, oh, how sweet, and stuff like that. So in my attempt to counsel her or console her and inform her and educate, really, not counsel and console, because sometimes it's just like, you know what, this guy is bad news, leave it alone. I have to be not the parent figure, but that big sister of, listen, this is what you do and don't do. Well, unfortunately, an incident had happened, and she was trying to reach me and was unable to reach me, and she sent a Facebook, and she took a picture, and apparently he had blackened her eye and bloodied her nose, and she was reaching out to me for help, and she had taken this picture, a friend had taken this picture, and then put it on Facebook in my inbox, and she was reaching out saying, Belita, please, please reach out to me, call me. Well, I thought that she was just calling to say, hey, or how are you? And in the midst of doing things, I said, I'll get to that. I actually have 29 messages on my voicemail I need to get back to now, but don't tell anybody. So I wasn't able to listen to it. I didn't know the urgency of it. Where, unfortunately, my social media person, she saw it, but then only said, there's something on Facebook you need to check your messages. Okay, well, I know I need to check my messages. That's why you're there. The conversation did not include, oh, my gosh, this girl has been beaten up. She has a black eye and a bloody nose and a big fat lip, and you need to just, there was no urgency. There was no, it was just, oh, you need to check your messages. Okay, well, I'll get to that. And so when finally I took a look to see what was really going on and I saw the pictures, I was heartbroken and devastated, and I immediately called her and just, you know, I had to profusely apologize and just say, if anything like that ever, the last place you can really contact me is on Facebook. Call me, bug me to death, text me, whatever you have to do, but please get in touch with me, and I am so sorry that happened to you, and, you know, we just talked about it, and hopefully he's completely gone out of the picture. I believe he is, not that I'm sure after the words that I said about him. I'm sure she wouldn't tell me if he weren't. But she seems to be on the upswing, and she appreciates that. But that was a big challenge, not knowing that someone that I care for and someone that I mentor, that she was in distress and was unable to reach me because of a lack of connection with social media. So yeah, that's the downside with having other people do it.
Yes, and this brings me to a good piece of advice to the listeners. If you ever do have that situation happen to you, if you're getting hit and been beaten, and or you know somebody, don't be quiet about it. You know, don't try to avoid it and think it's going to go away. Speak up right away. Nip it in the bud right away. Just wanted to throw that message out there. All right, now we're going to transition into a new segment I'm playing around with, and we're going to get to it in a second, but I want to, before I get to the new segment, I told you, and everybody's been waiting for this too, we're going to be really spilling the beans of the messed up situations, the messed up episodes, when you've gotten screwed over and you've gotten backstabbed. You don't have to mention any names, but I know you want to vent, and my show is the new, I should call it Vest Up, because I'm going to let people vent and talk about their messed up situations, but that's going to come up. Before that, though, I want to make sure that we give you a chance to really promo your show. and your radio show that you're doing, and I want my listeners to know about it. So talk to us a little bit about your show, who you've had on, what the show's about, where people can listen to it.
Okay. Well, the show is called Manners and More with Melina, and it's on every Monday on the RMC Network. And you would go to RMCOnAir.com. That stands for Rockwood Media Center, OnAir.com. And we're live from 5 to 6, 1 hour. And we talk about all types of etiquette, whether it's dating etiquette, restaurant etiquette, cell phone etiquette, traveling etiquette. We haven't gotten to driving etiquette, which needs to happen as I'm driving right now and see that people need some etiquette. We cover everything, but it's not in one of those stuffy, oh, too good for us, not even remotely. It's the etiquette for 2013, and really etiquette.
Can you do the rest of the show in the butler voice or whatever you just did? You talk like this, too stuffy.
In my British accent. You know, it's so funny.
We have a spot of tea and some crumpets afterwards.
A spot of tea? It's so funny because I have to just tell you this story. It's so funny that so I was in London vacationing a few years back and just hanging out in London, and I loved the way they spoke. So then I decided, you know, I'm an actress. So I think I'm going to speak like that. So I started speaking with the British accent. And then when I came back, I continued to have my British accent. And my friends were like, please, Melina, don't. And I'm like, no, I like it. And they're like, but please, don't. But I thought it was so great that I actually filmed a short film called Romeo's Diary that's on Facebook, I believe, or YouTube or somewhere. It's called Romeo's Diary, and my character's name was Mercedes, and I did my entire character with a British accent. And now I look back on it, I'm like, maybe my friends had a point. Maybe I should not have been. But I thought it was hysterical, and I enjoyed it.
I love it. Okay, guys, well, we're going to take a quick break here for a quick special word from our sponsors, and then when we come back, we're getting into messed up. And Melina's going to talk to us about the backstab and some of the messed up situations that she's experienced and how she's overcome that, and then how maybe use that as an example to where she's, she got to the success that she is today. But we will be right back. Here's a quick word from our new sponsor. Yeah, we got a sponsor now. We actually got one. It's so hard to get sponsors. You have no idea. Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Yeah, make sure you guys check out HavanaWatches.com. Okay, so get ready. This is the segment. Here we go, guys. This is the segment. I pressed the wrong button. Hold on. I was supposed to be cool and have cool music behind me. This is the segment that everybody's been waiting for. We are now going to start talking about those messed up situations. Just talk about the stories, and I know I have many, many of them, but this is not me being the guest on my own show. This is Melina. So, Melina, if you would please just think about what's happened to you and really be in detail and go ahead and vent, and we'll go from there. And I know you don't probably, and people want to stay away from the negativity and stuff, but I really feel like this is something that will relate to a lot of people, because most messed up situations that happen to each other really relates to everybody. They always have something that can relate, and we really want to focus on how you overcame those situations. But can you tell us a couple stories and get in detail, get juicy? Yeah, you said you're gonna spill the beans. What color beans are they gonna be? Are they gonna be black? Are they gonna be green? Okay. What's going on?
They are gonna be just juicy beans. I've had a situation where, you know, it's interesting now learning about true friends. So people who I thought were my friends for quite a while have turned out to really not be that, and really have harbor a deep down jealousy of the success that I've been able to accomplish relative to, unfortunately, relative to theirs. And the thing is, you can't compare yourself to anyone else. God made us all to be individuals. So what I do is different, and how I do it and the way I do it is going to be completely different from you, completely different from anybody else. But unfortunately, a lot of people, especially in Hollywood, they want to hang around and just do and in hopes of. And one very challenging situation was last year when I was executive directing the pageant. I needed some help with it. And one of my friends, initially, she said that she would do. And the thing was that, like, she would come to when we were on Michael Collier's radio show. So that was fun. And so she was there for that. But then the next, that weekend, we had an event. That was the event down on Skid Row, was the next day. And she couldn't make that one. And then we went back to Skid Row a couple months later in April, and she couldn't make that one. So she could do the, but then actually went with me to a memorial service because it was at a theater of a famous person. She was able to book her next to get to the memorial service, but because there aren't going to be all these people there, but not the really important stuff. You know what I mean? And then she completely kind of disappeared. Just went off and did her own thing, and which is fine, that's great. But then when it came back around, and, you know, you have to plant seeds and water them before they can grow. It takes time. It's a reaping, and there's a sowing and a reaping. So during the sowing time, it can be very challenging. And so with a lot of waiting, especially in this industry, and so she went off and you know, went off into the universe and did whatever she did. And so then when it came time for things to blossom, and as they did, and they blossomed wonderfully, she came back and said, you know, and I said, you know, so-and-so, you were, you know, hanging in there, hanging tough, but then you went away. Well, like, what happened? And she goes, well, you know, everybody's always saying stuff that they're doing stuff, and you just never know who's real and who's not, and but you actually did yours. You're actually doing it. And I was like, yeah, and the surprise of that is what? I was confused. Eric, are you still there?
Of course I'm there. I'm just letting you talk because I keep interrupting you, and it's like your stories are interesting, so I'm like, I'm biting my tongue and holding my hands over my mouth and letting you do your thing.
Oh, okay. It was just so quiet. I was like, okay, did Sprint do this again? If Verizon is listening, I am open to Verizon because I'm divorcing Sprint after 16 years. My contract is
speaking of Verizon, plug for our new Verizon TV deal. Yes, you guys, we have a Verizon TV deal now. Okay, go ahead.
Well, congratulations, Greg. But you know, it was one of those, like, wow, I thought you were, like, doing, I thought you were doing things and being because you were my friend, not because of what you might get out of it. What is...
Exactly.
You know, that to be able to stand on red carpets and be introduced to this person and that person, I really thought there was a real friendship there. And when she was, came back and was, and was just like, oh, you know, you really, it really showed me her true colors. That it's not for the real, it's for the Hollywood act, the Hollywood factor. And that hurt me because I'm being from the East Coast, you know, there's a difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. And, you know, the East Coast people just tell you like it is. We don't like you, don't like you. And that's it, that's all. But there's a different way out here. And once you learn to adapt to it, it is what it is. But that just spoke volumes to me. And then there was an incident where, and because I'm such a forgiving person and I just want to go on and make sure, and you know, everything is happiness and love and light. And
oh, man. Sprint's doing his thing again. Stand on your head. Stand on your head, Melina. Come on. We apologize, guys. We are having a little bit of technical difficulties due to messed up situations. Ha ha. It's funny how this is coincidentally a messed up situation, and this will be what I talk about when I come on Melina's show. I'm going to talk about how it's messed up that Melina Gay keeps dropping on my show, when she's talking about really cool, interesting, messed up stories. And I bet she ends up calling back in and she's going to rant and rave and she's going to be like, okay, I got a messed up story for you. I walked into this store that starts with an S and I bought this service and I keep getting dropped and that's messed up. No, but we'll wait until she pops back in. And actually, we're going to go ahead and pop on some music. This is a really cool group and we really appreciate them. They always support us. This is called Saint Tone. I hope you guys like it and we'll let you know when Melina Gay gets back on the show.
Let me show you how I lay it down. Let me show you how I lay it down. I am the king of me, my thoughts, my beliefs, everything I touch and see, creating my reality. You are the king of you, or queen, whatever you choose. Some like to act a fool, blaming others for what they do. People are wondering how I shine so bright on the stormy weather. People are asking how I stay so calm now under pressure. Kingdom I call me, body, mind and soul, let me. Cause the ruler of this kingdom I call me, me. Rise up, rise up, yeah. I feel the king of me, as I breathe I receive all the guidance I may need, meditation and vibrant dreams. You are the king of you, you focus when I lose. No judgment, what to choose. Touch your gut and follow through. People are wondering how to find their light on the stormy weather. People are asking how to take control now under pressure. Just the thoughts that flame and make us.
This is a song called Burning Sun by Saint Tone in the background there. And we got, I think, I'm hoping that we have her, but I don't know anymore considering what carrier she's on. Melina, are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here, and I was having a great conversation. I'm having a great conversation with myself.
Wow, you were rolling, girl, and we're talking. It's fun. funny because we're talking about messed up situations and like, this is pretty messed up. I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, this is pretty messed up. She keeps dropping like this, damn it.
Right. Exactly. It is so messed up. This is, and the sad thing is it keeps happening. Whether I'm in the house, I'm in the car, it is the worst situation. It's so frustrating. This is a major messed up situation. I tell you, I almost have half a mind to go to Sprint right now and yell.
Well, can you film it for us and then we'll put it on our show?
No, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna be very nice and diplomatic with them. But where did you hear me leaving off in my ranting?
You know what? You were talking. First off, you were talking about how your friend. You felt that your friend were using you for what she could get out of you, rather than her being your actual friend. And then you started into another story, and that's when you kind of cut out.
Oh, okay. So you heard the part about the the makeup artist?
No, I think that was the next story.
Oh, okay. So there's a wonderful mutual friend who's a makeup artist, and
was that the friend was using you to be on the red carpet? Was that the same story?
Yeah, basically it's the same story. It's because the thing is that she is now going back and repeating things and saying things negatively to other people.
About you?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I need like a sound on my, if anybody has any sounds, email us easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com, like a buzzer sound or something. I need that.
Yes. What she did was basically, I vented to her and I was like, I'm saying, you know what, if I'm going to have a makeup artist on the show, I mean, I can do my own makeup, and I've learned how to do that actually when I was in the pageant, and the makeup artist that my mother hired, she gave me blue eyeshadow, orange cheeks, and red lipstick, and I looked like Raggedy Ann with all this going on. I said, I'm learning how to do it myself right now. So I really don't need anyone there, but this person appreciated the opportunity given to be, a makeup artist for a show. And that was the arrangement. And everything started off very well in the beginning. But then after a few weeks, it came to, she would get there at like 4:55. And my show is live at 5 o'clock. So that's not going to work. Or 4:45. That's not going to work. And then she even called and said, okay, I'll definitely be there, and then didn't show up. So, I don't operate that way. If you make a commitment and promise and say you're going to do something, then it needs to be done. Or my name and reputation is too important. So I just don't associate with people like that. And so that was very frustrating, and I shared that with this person who had already proven herself not to be a good friend. But I shared that, and the next thing you know, I hear that in conversation coming back. And I'm like, wait, and this is the thing. It's not that it wasn't true. I didn't make it up. I didn't lie. I wasn't anything. What happened. But it was more of just a venting versus, didn't really need or warrant repeating. You know what I mean? I stand by, like I said, if I'm telling something, saying something, I will stand behind what I say. And I don't have a problem with that. You can confront me on it, whatever, because it's going to be. I mean, if you didn't do it or didn't say it, then I wouldn't have, whatever. But the fact that, that even came out, obviously the makeup artist, she took her own hint and hasn't been back, and I haven't seen or heard from her since. And we've been friends for a little bit before.
Now, how do you turn that messed up situation, or how do you turn a messed up situation into a positive?
Well, the other thing that I was sharing was that the car business, last year I stupidly invested in a car business that someone convinced me was a great, great deal, a great thing to do. And long story short is this individual, this person from another continent, and I'm not going to get say anything else about it, but this person of another continent took advantage of my not really knowing the car industry or car business. So basically they stole my money, took my money, and now I have my attorneys on his case and collection agency on his case and all of that, so it's being resolved. But what I learned from that is that to stay in my lane, that what I do is what I do. God did not put me here to be in the car business. He didn't put me here to sell real estate anymore. I did real estate back when I lived in New York and New Jersey. I worked for Century 20. I sold houses for Century 21. That's not why I'm in L.A. I am here to make a difference in the entertainment industry. That's it. That's all. Nothing to do with cars. And it took me a year of fighting with this individual about why was I not making any money? Why was I not making any money and pretty much losing money in what was supposed to be a business deal? Well, that's because it wasn't meant for me to do, because I didn't consult with anybody who may have an insight in that. I just thought that I knew it all and knew it all on my own, and I did not seek the advice and counsel that was available to me. So I learned from that particular situation to stay in my lane and to focus on my purpose, which is God's purpose in the entertainment realm, and anything that's associated with that, whether that's producing, whether that's my jewelry collection, whatever that is, to stay in that realm. And as far as the young lady with the repeating problem and the hanging on problem, I just have to be more conscious and more careful of who I choose to associate with. That's all. Just
well said.
Be more,
and by the way, shout out to
aware.
Tanya. Shout out to Tanya. We actually got a message saying, wow, loving the show. Melina needs to ditch Sprint and go with Verizon.
That's what I say. I am all about it. You don't understand, Easy. This happens all the time. I mean, on conference calls, on if I'm speaking with a potential advertiser for my show, or my agent, it hangs up on. I mean, it hangs up so much on my manager. I think it's a personal vendetta. This phone, I call it the Evil Evo, but that's okay. I was just waiting for May 9th on my contract, 16-year contract with Sprint, and we are now separated, and I'm getting a divorce as soon as I feel like going over there.
Then you're going to go get married to Verizon, or which one, T-Mobile?
You know what? I don't even care. I will take doggone Metro PCS. I don't care as long as we can stay connected. I don't have to take pictures. I don't have to text or email. Just keep the phone connection going. That's really
well. You know, I always try to say positive things as well. I love their logo. You know what I mean? Like the S, and the way that the branding is amazing. Service not so. I've heard that from many people. I'm not trying to put the company down in any way, but hey, your product is your product, and this is people's opinion and freedom of speech, and it's the lovely world of lovely USA, you know, so we can freedom of speech. So that's what we're doing. But hey, so we have not a whole lot of time left. So I want to give you a chance to plug all your social media, your websites, anything new coming up, anything new that you may have happening, what's going to be new with you, and just really, this is your time, Melina, to marry me. I mean, to tell your fans that you love them and all that fun stuff. I don't know where that came from. Sorry about that. This is your time. Go for it.
Well, first, Eric, I have to say thank you. That was such a wonderful compliment. That is so sweet. And thank you, all your fans, for listening to me today. I hope my stories were informative and interesting and funny, and unfortunately, they're real. But, you know, we have to go through the test in order to have the testimony. So if you want to, if any of your fans would like to keep up with me, they can follow me on Twitter at Melina Gay, MillenaGay. And my Facebook is the same, Melina Gay, MillenaGay. And I do have several websites. I have a website for my production company, which is honeypeachproductions.com. And that has the information about the feature film that I'm executive producing, and Angela Gibbs is the director of that. She's a very talented and wonderful actress and director. And the film is starring the fabulous Ms. Marla Gibbs and Mr. Howard Hewitt of the group Shalimar. So I'm very excited about this project, and a lot of other wonderful people are in it, Ms. Kathleen Bradley, Michael Collier, you know, bunches of people are just waiting for that money to get into, the investor money to get into the escrow account at the attorney's office, and we are on our way. But if you want to keep up with that, go to honeypeachproductions.com. And the actual site for the film, for anyone who may be interested in being an investor, is bitterinheritance.com. Or you can do bitterinheritancethemovie.com. Now, my talk show, my first talk show, Manners and More with Melina, is on the RNC network. That's rnconair.com. And we're live every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. talking about all sorts of etiquette. And you're able to live chat or also call in sometimes. I don't allow them all the time because, as I shared with you earlier, sometimes the fans can be very special. We'll just call them.
What's that word, special?
They're special. They're just precious people. And so you can go there. You can contact me through there on my email, mannerswithmelina, M-A-N-N-E-R-S, with Melina, at gmail.com. And I also now have a second show on the KCLA. Actually, I am spilling some more beans because that has been a top secret as mandated by my managers. You don't tell anyone, don't tell anyone. Hey, shout out to Rebecca and Sheldon, love you. But they made me promise not to tell anyone, so I didn't. But this, my first show will air on June the 7th on KCLA FM. And that's 99.3 on your radio dial, or it's kclafm.com if you're anywhere else in the world. And it will be on Friday, June 7th at midnight. And for that first show, I was highlighting and showcasing the fabulous Mariah Carey. I love Mariah Carey. She sings my heart. And I will be doing another one. It was supposed to be today, but they wanted me to do it at 1:30, and I couldn't do that because I have to be on Eric's show at 2 o'clock. Impossible to do my own show. I have to focus on Mr. Eric's show. So I'll take care of that. I'll tape another one tomorrow, and that will air the following week as well. And again, that's kclafm.com and 99.3 on your FM local dial. And let's see, that's the two talk shows. Let's see, I'm playing Marjorie Curtis on The Young and the Restless. Thank you again for my nomination, Outstanding Actress in a Daytime Series. And let's see, my production company, I covered the feature film, the jewelry collection, yes. So MGSC, the Melina Gay Signature Collection, jewels, exquisite handcrafted jewels by professional handcrafters. The information about the jewelry and about the stones can be found on MelinaGaySignatureCollection.com. And you can know about that. And I believe that's where you can, that's enough. I think that's enough.
Awesome. That is so cool. So you guys make sure you support my girl Melina Gay. She's awesome, and she's doing some great things. And, you know, if there's any extra roles or any producer spots or anything on that project you were talking about with Marla Gibbs, by the way, shout out to Marla Gibbs. She's one of my girls as well. And I don't really know her that well, but I've clicked it with her, and she's been on my show many times. So you guys can search some of the episodes on theirs. And it's funny. Me and Melina were talking about how we always know, or we both know so many mutual people. But and also check me out. I'll give myself a plug. I'll be coming on your show, and I know my fans will want to hear me doing it the easy way with that situation. And
yeah, I can't wait for you to get on my show. I can't wait for you to be on the show. And actually, you know, I can't wait. I need you to wear one of your fabulous hats. I have to say, Eric, you have the best hats. I so didn't mean to cut you off because that's improper etiquette for the etiquette lady. But your hats are fantastic, so please be sure to wear one when you come onto my show.
Oh, thank you. Yes, the easy way, that reminds me, I'm going to give myself a little plug on my show here. Easy Way Wear, that's a hat line I'm working on, guys. So the fedora hat you see that I wear with the key and the cross all the time, the black fedora hat, that is my own line. It is my own little creation, and it's called Message Hats. So get ready for that. That's going to be really awesome. So I'm going to pop on a quick promo commercial here, Melina, and when at the end of it, if you could do me a favor and just say it in your own way, check your text. No, I'm kidding. I'm going to go ahead and pop a quick little promo. This is just some of the people that support the show, support the movement, and we'd also love to get a drop from you afterwards. So we will be right back.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Jimmy from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell, I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zulli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with their celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Melina, if you would, please, ma'am.
Absolutely. Hey, this is Melina Gay, and I'm doing it the easy way with your boy, Eric Zulli.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you so much, girl. Thank you so much, friend. Thank you so much, beautiful goddess of the easy show today. You rock. So we're going to let you go ahead and get back to booking all your auditions. And you guys check Melina Gay out and look for her new projects. And she's rocking. So we appreciate you coming on.
Oh, thank you so much. And actually, everyone who wants to follow me on Twitter, I mean, I actually live, like I said before, quite an exciting life. To me, it's just regular every day. But it is quite the exciting life of, you know, getting to hang around and hang out with fabulous luminaries such as Marla Gibbs and Della Reese, who happens to be my pastor. And I heard Oba Babatunde on there. He sent me an email and left me a voicemail a couple of days ago. Just reminded me to call him back. It's what you do, Eric, is amazing and phenomenal. And thank you for allowing me to be on your show. And
thank you so much.
Sounds wonderful.
Oh,
and it's, like I said, follow me weekend. You will definitely enjoy my journey, as it is just a blessing from God to be able to experience it, and it's even more of a blessing to be able to share and impart wisdom and knowledge. And maybe people coming up won't have to make the same mistakes that I made, and that's why I cling to my mentors and advisors, because I don't want to make the same mistakes. I'll make new ones, but I don't need to make old ones. And it's about helping each one teach one and helping each other to learn and to grow. So if you follow me, I promise you will learn some things, and you will definitely, definitely grow.
All right, definitely. And if you want to stick around, you're more than welcome to listen to the rest. We've got another 10 minutes or so, guys, and this is what everybody always waits for. Check it out. Guess what? This is the segment you've been waiting for, Hollywood 411 by my girl Patricia Shipp from the National Enquirer. Yes, on Easy Talk, you guys get to hear the skis, the gossip, the fun, the stories, and everything before it comes out on the National Enquirer. Where do you get to get that on any other show? We'll be right back.
The newest segment of Easy Talk has everyone inquiring, what will we hear and who will we meet? Our friend Patricia Shipp is here from the National Enquirer to fill us in on everything we need to know. Let's all give a warm welcome to Patricia Shipp.
Hey, everybody, it's Pat Shipp from the National Enquirer. I'm sorry that I have not been on the program for a couple of weeks. Just been very busy with Cleveland and Boston and now, of course, OJ and Jody Arias. But anyway, let's get into it. This week, I have some good news for you. It's My Fair Jada. Will Smith is trying so hard to turn his wife around from being so rough around the edges. Will Smith is trying to smooth out Jada's, you know, rough parts. You know, he's, after nearly two decades together, Will is still trying to turn his street smart firecracker of a wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, into a more refined lady. The Hollywood power couple who met in 1990 when she auditioned for the role of his girlfriend on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air have come up with a funny name for their etiquette lesson game, My Fair Jada. Will is always trying to tone Jada down, and Jada looks petite and demure, but in a flash she can change into a trash-talking pit bull. And we all know that. We've seen her in some of her movies. That's the real Jada. So anyway, he's just trying to tone her down, you know, a little bit. Will is a little bit more refined and more educated, but he still loves his wife, and she's gorgeous. So, you know, they're just trying to find a happy medium. Okay, now, I've been in court with O.J. Simpson trial, and he has gained quite a bit of weight. Well, I found out that's because when you eat cheap food like the prison in Lovelock, Nevada, feeds the inmates, that's going to happen. You know, we always, you know, hear about you need to eat fresh vegetables and stuff, and well, that's expensive, and the prison can't afford it, and the taxpayers can't afford it, so they eat a lot of pasta, a lot of rice, and, of course, O.J. gets a lot of his junk food, like his favorite thing is ice cream sandwiches, can you imagine? And he goes to the canteen from the $3,000 a month he gets from women who send it to him to put on his books there, and he goes to the canteen and takes three guys to help him carry back all his junk to his cell, so he might be in prison, but O.J.'s still living well. Okay, now we all know the House Speaker is John Boehner. Well, guess what? Mr. Conservative's daughter married a pot-smoking African-American man last weekend in Florida. The heavy security turned the small tropical wedding of House Speaker John Boehner's daughter, Lindsay, to a pot-smoking guy, I can't even pronounce his name, into a three-ring circus complete with bomb-sniffing dogs and gun-wielding Secret Service agents. On the evening of May 10th, Lindsay said, "I do," to Dominic Lachem, a Jamaican-born construction worker. And he was busted one time in 2006 for marijuana possession. So the Secret Service police nearly outnumber the wedding guests. It was only 60 guests. And who watched Lindsay 35 tie the knot at Sunday House, a historic Delray Beach, Florida hotel. They're very happy. John Boehner, of course, cried like a baby. But it was a beautiful wedding, and he loved his daughter, so he was there, but so was Secret Security for the wedding, and just kind of making it kind of rough just to even get in there to wish the happy couple the best. So this is Patricia Shipp, senior reporter, National Enquirer. I will be here next week. I hope you will be too. Thank you. Bye.
All right, guys, so that was Patricia Shipp. We appreciate her. Wow, juicy, juicy gossip. I love it. So you've been listening to Easy Talk. I'm your man, Eric Easy, doing the Hollywood It Guy. I do it the easy way, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I hope you come back next week. And speaking of next week, let me tell you who my guest is next week. My girl, her name is Karen Lancona. She owns an agency of 30-plus years, has six television shows on TV currently. And she's also the beauty pageant coordinator, producer for Donald Trump, for Miss Corona Del Mar and Miss Newport. This girl's doing everything. She was a former Power Ranger. She's a good friend of mine. She'll be coming on next week, so do not miss that show. That's going to be a doozy. I can't wait to hear her messed up stories. Oh, man. And then tomorrow, guys, make sure you catch my man Shane Sparks, Judges Lee Thinking Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, doing his thing. Only on Easy Way Broadcasting, you're going to catch Shane Sparks and Planet Dance and all the gossip and the information and the 401 about Wade Robinson and what he's doing with the Michael Jackson family, the Michael Jackson estate. Shane knows about. So do not miss that show, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Easy Way Broadcasting, Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. You know how we guys do it? You know how we do it, guys? We do it the easy way. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And if you want to know more about Easy Way Broadcasting and all of our great celebrity shows and how we help you interact with the celebrities and help the celebrities interact with the fans, make sure you follow the Facebook page, Easy Way Broadcasting. I'll catch you guys next week. I love you guys. I'm out.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Vooley. And check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.